Whispers in the Dark, written by Skevall, read by Opal Song. Fandom Modazushu or The Untamed. Rating explicit. Also tagged for sibling incest, established relationship, edge play, orgasm delay denial, subspace, begging, possessive behavior, exhibitionism, cum play, multiple orgasms, consensual somnophilia, rough sex, crying, aftercare, mastermind Nie Huaisang, and can I offer you a porn in this trying time?
It's no stress, baby.
Show you how much I appreciate you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Yes. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Yes. Wanna show you how much you understood. Yes. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Yes. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be.
When Ming Tui first mentions the idea, Huaisang is charmed by it. Ming Tui asking for anything is a rarity. He's always so attentive, so careful of what he assumes to be Huaisang's boundaries, as if he's afraid to push his luck too far. As if, in bed together after he's fucked Huaisang into a blissful oblivion, there might still somehow be a line he's not allowed to cross. There isn't. There never will be, and Huaisang fully dedicates himself to the sweet work of convincing Ming Tui it is so. He is nothing, after all, if not a devoted little brother.
You missed me.
Huaisang, flushed and still breathing hard, covered in bites and slowly blooming bruises, gives him an incredulous look. What could have possibly given you that idea? He rasps dryly, hoarse and achy from how thoroughly Ming Tui fucked his throat earlier. Ming Tui pinches the soft skin at his hip.
You know what I mean. I like how you are when I come home.
A quiet thrum of delight rolls through Huaisang, and he stretches out on the bed, luxuriating in the feeling of having finally let go. While his brother was gone, he was silly and bored and of no use to anyone, with only an eye for pretty things and, oh heavens, certainly not an ear towards every word spoken in Qinghe. In short, he has behaved exactly how everyone expected him to, and now he is in the mood to be seen and praised and claimed. Oh? He says slyly, despite the pain of speaking with his throat so ravaged. Does Daga like how much I missed him? How desperate I was to have you inside me? How unsatisfied I am without you here to fuck me because nothing compares to that gorgeous... Ming Tui bites his neck, growling, and sucks another mark into the skin.
Yes.
One of Ming Tui's huge hands splays out on his belly, strokes low and starts again, petting in a possessive way that makes Huaisang want to purr with pleasure. And so, he asks instead, lifting an eyebrow, what would you like to do about it? He relishes the hot, appreciative look Ming Tui gives him, the glint in his eyes that always appears when Huaisang jumps several steps ahead. It's good that Daga has always loved that, because elsewhere Huaisang has to mind himself, angling a fan and never showing what's behind it. Tiresome, but for the best. Only Meng Chui will ever have all of him.
Would you?
Meng Chui starts to say, but Huaisong stops him with fingers pressed to his lips.
Don't say it like that. Just tell me what you want.
Meng Chui huffs and glares without much heat. He takes Huaisong's hand in his own and kisses across the knuckles while gathering himself.
I want,
he finally says, gruff and halting,
to have you here with me and deny you like that, and not let you come until I allow it, until you're as hungry for me as you get when I'm away. I want to see it, Dee Dee. I want you to beg me for it.
Gods! Huaisong feels molten, sinking as if he's lost his body to a pool of desire. He didn't know until this moment just how much he wanted Meng Chui to ask for that, for anything. To take the reins Huaisong has been holding out for so long and pull them tight and demand. Yes, he chokes out, unsteadily. I want that. Anything, Daga. As long as you don't deny yourself, too.
Another frown, impossibly endearing. Why not?
You know you aren't supposed to leave yourself on edge like that. Frustration isn't good for you in any sense, and the doctors have told you that, so don't be silly. Besides, Huaisong adds, twirling a lock of hair around his fingers, I want you to use me anytime you like, fucking your cum into me over and over while I do all that begging. I think that would be fun, don't you?
Meng Chui's eyes are ablaze with lust close to fury, and he makes a low, animal snarl of a sound and rolls on top of Huaisong, the glorious weight of him pressing Huaisong down into the bed until he can barely move. Not that he'd want to, with Meng Chui nuzzling at his neck, nipping along his jaw, rubbing roughly with his thumbs at Huaisong's already aching nipples.
How did you become such a filthy creature?
Meng Chui murmurs fondly. As a reward, or because he loves his brother so, Huaisong kisses his temple softly. Only for you. Pressed together, he can feel the shudder that runs through Meng Chui as well as the much less subtle ache of teeth biting into his shoulder, claiming, protective, safe.
We start today, Meng Chui tells him.
And Huaisong finally lets himself sink. He would say that he acquits himself quite well on the second day. There's much to be done in Qinghe with Meng Chui having just returned, and many of the requisite meetings and public audiences they attend together, as inseparable as everyone by now expects them to be. From time to time, Daga's gaze will stray to Huaisong, a knowing glint in the dark of his eyes. It makes Huaisong all but giddy. No one knows except for them. He always did like keeping secrets. More than once, when they have a moment alone, Meng Chui slips a hand between the layers of Huaisong's clothes and gives his cock a few lazy tugs, all but growling with satisfaction at how quickly Huaisong gets hard for him and pants and squirms in his arms. But it's only a few stolen seconds of time, nothing so flagrant as to really threaten Huaisong's composure. He just likes to play coquette for Daga, and he missed those touches so much. And Meng Chui gives them freely. Touch and kisses and praise spoken into Huaisong's skin, against his ear. The firm grip of large hands on his hips, holding him still to be looked at. It's not unusual to feel like Meng Chui would like to devour him whole, but it's still a sweet victory to be needed so desperately, sought after with such passion. Huaisong gets to go about his day feeling favored and spoiled and teased. There's a pleasant buzz beneath his skin, making him just a little more sensitive. But it isn't so hard to ignore when he needs to. That night, Meng Chui gives him a present. Huaisong is already laid out naked on top of his robes, having been unwrapped for Daga to look at and stroke and fuck his fingers into, panting and mussed now, mouth swollen from kissing. And he peers at the coiled ring of metal in Meng Chui's palm.
For me?
For you,
he agrees.
To help you be good.
Oh. Huaisong can feel his neck flush redder and his cock throb. He will be so, so good for Daga. Absolutely, he thinks, biting his lip and trying not to squirm, even though he feels too hot, sweat already gathering at the small of his back and between his thighs. Put it on, he asks, with a wide-eyed little pout, lips licked wet and parted, obvious enough that Ming Tuai laughs low in his chest and fondly rolls his eyes. Huaisong, who has yet to encounter shame and does not intend to invite it in now, rolls his hips up a few times, just to be helpful. He groans softly when Ming Tuai grabs his cock and tugs, palm wrapped tight around him, and soon made slick with pre-cum. It's hard not to fuck into that firm grip, but he'll be good. Ming Tuai touches two fingers to the surface of the ring and pours energy into it. The metal, slate gray and smooth, unfurls to wind itself down, slipping behind his balls in a snake-like motion. Huaisong is reminded of Zijian, and then, regrettably, imagines the look on Jiang Cheng's face if he were to share this comparison. He giggles, breaking off with a hiss when the coils tighten. The ring it makes, fitted snugly around his balls and the base of his cock, is cool against the heated skin, and shifts when he does, almost liquid. Did you read about this somewhere? Ming Tuai pretends to glare at him.
I am not completely without skill.
You're incredible, Huaisong says loyally, before spreading his legs wider. But you haven't shown me your skill in a while. Maybe you should refresh my memory.
The effect of Ming Tuai shaking his head when he's also spreading Huaisong's ass to push two fingers inside, thick and stroking mercilessly toward the spot he knows will make Huaisong wail, is, well, it undercuts the authority somewhat.
To think you give me lectures about subtlety.
Daga, he whines in the brattiest tone he can muster. There is a time for subtlety and a time for you to, oh, to fuck me. Can you please try to guess which one it is? The irritated look it earns him is so very worth it. Ming Tuai manhandles him onto his hands and knees, ignoring Huaisong's startled yelp and the squirming he does for show, and pushes his cock inside without the careful re-oiling he usually does, without checking five times to see if Huaisong is ready, if he's sure. And honestly, it's close enough to rough that Huaisong is ready to come right away, right now, with Daga bottoming out inside him and grinding deeper still. Guessed right, he says, voice strained like it always gets, as if Daga's cock were displacing his lungs. Fuck, he's so full right now. How is it like this every time? His own dick is straining and dripping between his legs, and the ring cinches a little tighter, like a reminder. After a few lazy thrusts, each one of which makes Huaisong's toes curl and soft little whimpers unfurl in his throat, Ming Tuai's hands settle on his hips and hold him firmly in place. He loves doing that, seeing how worked up Huaisong gets just from sitting on his cock, until some days the slightest shift will make him come on Ming Tuai's lap.
You can touch yourself.
Unfortunately, Huaisong is blissed out enough to forget the catch, and he grabs his own cock with a whine and starts jerking it clumsily, frantically, desperate to... The ring clenches tight, and Huaisong yells into the pillow, working his hips and accomplishing nothing but fucking himself back and forth on Daga's cock. It's so much, he wants to cry. It's incredible. Daga, he says when he remembers how to speak. That wasn't nice at all. Ming Tuai grunts.
I thought you'd say there's a time for niceness and a time for me to fuck you.
Guessed right again, Huaisong says cheerfully, even if his voice wavers and cracks, back arching a little with a desperate need for something. He sits up a bit and, with some effort, contorts himself to slap Ming Tuai's flank, holding back a groan at how it shifts Ming Tuai's cock inside him. That done, he flops back down on his back, content. Now get to work. It's on the third day that things begin to spin out of control. Or rather, out of Hoisang's control, which has always been his one and only barometer of relative safety. Now, instead, he finds himself beneath the quickly rising tide of Ming Chui set loose upon him. Because, as it turns out, his brother's need runs deeper than he's ever shown. That morning, Ming Chui fucks him in their bed, the tight ring around Hoisang's cock refusing to let him climax, no matter how much he bites at the sleeves of his sleep shirt and wails. He's left shaking with need, legs spread and cum leaking out of him as Ming Chui's smug satisfaction fills the room. And that, how well he's served Daga, spreads over Hoisang like a blanket, soothing him, weighing him down. He lays there in a daze while Ming Chui dresses himself and arranges his hair, and it feels incredible. Ming Chui dresses him, too, from the chest of Hoisang's clothing that's been moved into his quarters. Each layer is, well, somewhat predetermined by how they wear their day-to-day Nie sect robes, but still technically chosen for him by Daga, put around his shoulders and smoothed down by Daga. There are more green hues present among the layers than usual, as if Ming Chui likes the color on him. A fact Hoisang commits to memory immediately and with fervor. He does not offer underclothes, and Hoisang doesn't ask for them. Instead, he feels the fabric on his bare, still, sweat-damp thighs and ass, the small of his back where Daga likes to grab with both hands and pull his spine into a curve until he finds the right angle to make Hoisang cry out. He could swear he still feels Ming Chui's fingerprints under the layers of linen and brocade. "Daga," he says, leaning back into Ming Chui's chest, and receives an indulgent, in return. "I've been meaning to tell you, that trouble with the farrier... If someone were to pay his son's debts and make an example of one of his neighbors, Liang Qihao, perhaps, someone he thinks beyond reproach, I think that would solve it for you nicely."
"Fan Huang has no son."
"I'm sure that's what your advisors have found." Hoisang tilts his head back to beam sweetly at his brother. "So isn't it a good thing you have me to tell you?"
Ming Chui groans quietly and grabs him tighter, stroking one hand between Hoisang's legs. Faint, rough friction and not nearly enough pressure through the fabrics. Just enough to tease, really. A game Hoisang knows well. He goes limp in his brother's grip and lets those hands roam over him, ready to purr with satisfaction at just how much Ming Chui needs him. He feels less like purring a few hours later. The ring is torture. It stays resting lightly on his skin, only tightening its cinch around his cock when Hoisang is aroused. But the problem, the increasingly horrible problem, is that Hoisang is not a person who denies himself much. Even when Daga is away, his body has needs, and he attends to those needs assiduously, sometimes several times a day. It's only healthy. All of which to say that he's certainly never been touched like this and not allowed to come. Every time Hoisang lays eyes on his brother, every time Ming Chui looks back, the only one present with the slightest idea that Hoisang is bare beneath his robes, and fucking smirks about it, his traitorous cock swells and starts to fill. It only gets worse as the day drags on. And Ming Chui is not going to make it easy. "Lift your robes, Ah Song."
The order is shocking enough that Hoisang's mouth drops open a little. Delegates of a minor sect have only just left the room, gone to the main hall where Ming Chui will meet with the leaders and representatives of those protected by the Nie clan. It's important. They'll be expected in only a few moments' time. And instead, Daga wants him to stand here and just... With a stern glare, Ming Chui takes Hoisang's chin in his fingers, drawing an involuntary broken sound from Hoisang's throat.
"Need I repeat myself?"
Oh, gods! Is it a danger to find what he likes this way, in the moment, choking on it? There's a moment where Hoisong becomes so lightheaded with arousal that only the squeeze of the ring around his cock keeps him tethered. When he tugs up the layers around his legs until he's exposed, shuddering at the half-starved look Ming Chui gives his red-flushed, leaking cock, his eyes abruptly sting, and he clenches his hands around the fabric in his hands. Dahaga! Ming Chui palms him roughly once, groping between Huaisong's legs with one huge hand, the thickness of his middle finger so close to the damp, tender heat of where Huaisong's been fucked open, thumb brushing the bruises on his inner thighs, and drops to his knees. Daga! Huaisong isn't sure if he knows another word right now. He feels almost drunk, bones hot and half dissolved at the feeling of Ming Chui easily swallowing down his cock and sucking. And Ming Chui bobs lazily, enjoying himself, letting spit collect in his mouth until Huaisong whimpers and jerks his hips helplessly, hands clutching the skirts of his robes to his chest as if that will give some kind of purchase against it. He stands there and shakes and lets Ming Chui use him as he likes, eyes flitting around the room for any distraction. Instead, he finds his reflection in the silvery white mirror on the wall. Huaisong catches sight of his own flushed face, white-knuckled hands, and his body exposed from the waist down, and Nie Ming Chui, Chi Feng Zun, knelt between his legs to pleasure him. The sound he makes is broken and begging, a humiliating cry of need and warning. Of course, Ming Chui understands. He pulls off and rises smoothly before Huaisong can come, and looks down at his handiwork with such possessive fire in his eyes that it's difficult to breathe.
Good boy, he rasps,
eyes fixed on Huaisong's aching cock for a few moments more before he finally looks Huaisong in the eye and licks his lips. Fuck.
Now, we have work to do.
There's the slightest hint of a smirk on his face as he walks away, leaving Huaisong gasping for air. And perhaps this isn't only a fun little game, a way for them both to tease. Daga is going to be mean to him, he realizes, and collapses in a clumsy heap as blood throbs between his legs. He sits right there on the floor, dazed, cock stiff and wet against his bare thigh, until he can delay no longer. He has to go out into the hall like this to meet their guests.
Late,
Ming Chui snaps as Huaisong scurries past him. And for the first time in years, it's hard to keep his composure in front of everyone. His hands are faintly trembling, so he takes up a fan and feigns a yawn behind it. Every brush of his robes against skin is dangerous, and it takes him nearly an hour under Ming Chui's watchful eye to ease himself back from the brink. Huaisong wakes up alone on the fourth day, with a note beside him that explains Ming Chui has business around Qinghe to attend to, training disciples and such, showing off his sword work and whatever other duties keep him away from Huaisong, none of which he sulks about before getting out of bed. And if he wanders the grounds after breakfast, aimlessly treading the spots where Chi Feng Zun might go, well, fresh air is good for you. It takes him a while to happen across Daga, and he watches from a distance on the ramparts as Ming Chui demonstrates form for the juniors, wielding Baxia like she were made of spun silk instead of stone. Even in formal dress, the lines of Ming Chui's arms and shoulders are daunting, and Huaisong does indulge himself in recalling those arms bare and straining last night, shoulders glistening with sweat when Ming Chui worked him over yet again without mercy. Perhaps it's best not to think about that. The ache is nearly constant now, and while logically Huaisong knows that no one has died from a few days without climax, he does think he might keel over at any moment and leave behind his fans and paintings and pretty little birds. His lifeless body a grim reminder to future generations along the lines of, don't. At least Daga let me wear underclothes today, he thinks, and his knees go abruptly weak and he has to sag against the cool stone column, thinking of how much he's handed over to Ming Chui without a moment's pause. How much more he'd give if Ming Chui asked him. That evening, he bathes in cool water, and his erection finally flags enough that it's no longer painful. Though cleaning himself is torture. After washing, Huaisang lies back in the water and takes deep breaths until he is almost calm. For once, the ring is set aside. There are, of course, sometimes he must be able to remove it. But it lies there, waiting. A reminder. Wiping his skin dry and getting dressed again are enough to undo his work. By the end, his cock is painfully hard, his hands shaking, and he lets himself slip down to kneel on the floor, eyes burning with tears. Because the real agony of this game, what Huaisang had not anticipated, is that it feels like Ming Chui is always touching him. One way or another, looks and touches and commands all stroking over Huaisang's skin like the same kind of caress. He has not, Huaisang thinks with an edge of hysteria, been so helpless and raw since he was 15 and watching from the shade as Ming Chui trained, gasping softly at every flex of his shoulders and knowing he could never, ever tell. To think now of the time he wasted hidden under bed covers, rubbing himself sore, when all along Ming Chui would have, he wanted to. Too much. Huaisang pushes up onto all fours and spreads his knees, refusing himself the slightest touch of skin or cloth until his deep, ragged breaths calm the fire in his nerves. He's almost coaxed himself completely soft, clutching the cold ring of metal in his fingers like a talisman, when Ming Chui steps into the room and sees. In the time it takes for Huaisang to arrange himself kneeling, a little more dignified, Ming Chui crouches down with him.
"What's wrong?"
he says, taking Huaisang's face in his hands, stroking one cheek gently with his thumb. Huaisang makes a wretched little hiccup of a sound.
"Dahaga, I can't."
"Oh, is that all?"
There's so much relief in the words and tenderness. Of course Ming Chui would end this all in a moment if asked. He's always so terribly good.
"We'll stop."
"Stop?" The bottom abruptly drops out of the world and Huaisang clutches at his brother's wrists, suddenly frantic. "No, no, wait, no, I didn't mean it like that."
"Che Feng Sun?"
says a calm and deferential voice from the main chamber.
"A moment,"
Ming Chui calls back gruffly, but his eyes are only on Huaisang, gaze clear and understanding in a way that makes Huaisang feel utterly flayed open. The only secret either of them ever managed to keep this long is behind them now, and anything else always comes to the surface. Softer, as he stands, Ming Chui tells him,
"Dee Dee, you can wait for me or come along."
And he lifts an eyebrow and holds out his hand, the offer clear. "Oh, yes, please." Huaisang lets himself be scooped up and held tight against Ming Chui's side, wrapped like a little monkey around him, circling Daga's neck, thighs tight on his waist. That Daga could hold him like this, as if he were still a child and not a full-grown man. It's affecting, to say the least. It makes him feel small and just a little bit helpless. His cock is pressed hard against Ming Chui's hips, and Huaisang's breath hitches as all his work is undone, blood rushing low until he's swollen and wet again, a damp spot spreading between them. Then Ming Chui carries him out into the main room of his chambers, and Huaisang has to hold back the strangled sound that builds in his throat as every step jostles him against Ming Chui's hip. Waiting for them is Nie Guiying, the primary doctor attending to Ming Chui. Here, with a few fresh bottles of various tonics and powders for calm, healing, balance. In short, what a man might need to stave off dying of qi deviation. And normally the reminders of this take Huaisang's heart and crush it into dust. But now, he's too unfocused, too viscerally aware of every solid living inch of Ming Chui.
"You have my thanks,"
Ming Chui says to the doctor, bowing slightly, as if Huaisang weighs nothing at all.
There have been no recent troubles to report. I'm glad to hear it. And sect leader, if I may?
Yes.
I have not seen you so well in quite some time. Your progress is remarkable.
Huaisang tucks a smug smile against the shoulder of Ming Chui's robes, humming softly with satisfaction. It's been better since Ming Chui took Huaisang to his bed. Everyone says so, even if they credit medicine or the mighty strength of Chifengzun's golden core. And it seems this particular game is working better than anything they've done. He thinks, half drunk with arousal, that if Ming Chui feels even half as good meeting out this slow spooling torture as Huaisang does being toyed with, they've probably cured all manner of trouble with his qi. They are brilliant. Dual cultivation masters, really. Daga ought to fuck him immediately. For his health. Huaisang giggles softly, rewarded by the heavy touch of Ming Chui's hand on his damp hair.
Is everything all right? Nie Guiying asks curiously.
He can feel the doctor's gaze on him, and just like that, Huaisang is sinking into the heat of Ming Chui's body, the dark, soft edges of whatever overcomes him in these moments. He is being good for Daga. Let anyone see it. Ming Chui's hands are so big and so warm holding him up.
Huaisang is tired. You may leave us.
There's not a soul in Qinghe brave enough to question the depth of Ming Chui's doting on his baby brother, and Nie Guiying is no exception. Of course, Chifengzun, he murmurs, bowing. Ming Chui does not smile openly until the doctor leaves the room.
Something to say?
Who, me? Huaisang tilts his head and preens a little.
You.
I'm good for you, he announces cheerfully, with the intent of comparing himself to a particularly nutritious fruit. But a second meaning slowly coils in his chest, mixing in with want and love and this now familiar edge of desperation. As if from a distance, Huaisang hears his own voice go low and smoky, the slightest catch of wanting reassurance.
Aren't I good for you, Daga?
Immediately, Ming Chui swings him around so that they're chest to chest and kisses him. It's the kind of kiss that makes Huaisang feel like a character in a very particular kind of risque book, of the type he collected in adolescence, in which much swooning is done into the arms of large and handsome men. Ming Chui's hands are so sure on him, his mouth so hot and hungry for this, for Huaisang, that it's hard to breathe. Huaisang whines softly, and Ming Chui indulges him as always, pressing his tongue deep in slow, sweeping thrusts, just the way Huaisang likes. They kiss like they've been starved for it, until Huaisang's jaw hurts a little and their lips are swollen, chins are smeared with sweat. And then Ming Chui sets him down and very gently wipes Huaisang's face clean with his own sleeves.
Look at you. You are so good, Didi.
His tone is so sincere, Huaisang has no choice but to whine and paw at him until Ming Chui joins him on the bed. There's very little grace to the way they attempt to kiss while shedding clothes, but both of them are well past caring about that. Huaisang only has a moment of clarity when he's tucked against Ming Chui's chest, groaning in time with the slow strokes of Daga's hand, already shaking as he tries not to fall apart, and remembers, like a static shock, why he can't. Don't forget the ring, he chokes out, mouth slack against Ming Chui's neck, and savors his brother's low groan of approval. When it slides down and tightens around the base of his cock, Huaisang sags back onto the bed, relieved. It's not his job anymore to stop. Ming Chui will take care of it all now, and he can savor the feeling of Daga's cock sliding over the mess of slick on his belly, between his thighs. He squirms uselessly and starts to sob as too close crests over him again and again. But Ming Chui wipes away the tears and tells him he's good.
Please, Daga, please,
he says through tears, bucking through another ruined, never-quite orgasm. And Ming Chui only works him harder, until finally Huaisang slips under entirely, giving himself over. He wakes, once, in the middle of the night, sleepy and warm, with Ming Chui's arm around him, and only nestles more firmly against his brother's chest until he can feel the rise and fall of his breath, the soft, slow beat of his heart. There, in the dark, he thinks this may be the best idea they've ever had. By the fifth day, Hoisang is ready to crawl out of his skin. He's seated all day in his usual place in the hall, listening to conversations while flapping his fan and idly tracing shapes on the table's surface. He doesn't have the energy to think of something vapid to say, but he's done his work well enough that it won't be needed. Anyone who does spare him a glance does so with thinly veiled distaste and dismissal. The only exception is taking their lunch in the quiet of Ming Chui's chambers, a silence thick in Hoisong's throat as he tries to eat, to think, to do anything with Ming Chui's foot pressed firmly into his crotch. Ming Chui eats calmly, but his eyes flash anytime Hoisong tries to move. Hoisong's neck is flushed hot and sweating, hair sticking. He barely notices. All he can see or feel is Ming Chui, who pours himself another cup of tea and looks at Hoisong like he might watch rainfall, enjoying the sight, but not interested so much as just letting it happen. Every so often, the slightest flex of his ankle will change the pressure on Hoisong's cock, and that single change sets him on fire, every muscle aching with the stress of being still. Ming Chui took the ring away this morning and refused to let him have it back.
"Today you'll do this on your own,"
he said in a tone that brooked no argument, and left Hoisong to lay there, shuddering, until he could bear to put clothes on. Now Hoisong sobs quietly when Ming Chui takes his foot away, falling forward onto his elbows on the table. For a long and humiliating moment, he has no control at all over his body and its trembling. What others would see if they looked at him now? He will come if Ming Chui touches him anywhere. He will come if his brother keeps being so cruel to him. After so long, Hoisong thinks he wants that most of all.
"Daga,"
he whimpers, shifting his weight uselessly, hands grasping at nothing on the coolness of the dark table. But Ming Chui is silent, waiting, and gives him nothing. They return to the hall. When their guests do finally leave, it is slowly and with ceremony, paying respects to each other and to Ming Chui. Hoisong bows when it's called for, but could not begin to say who he is bowing to. All the chatter of his mind, the clamor for art and diversions and leverage and for Ming Chui, always Ming Chui, has gone quiet as snow while he waits for an end. There is still a part of him that can't bear another moment of this, but a larger part whispers that he'll gladly bear whatever Ming Chui gives him. He stands in place, glassy-eyed and swaying slightly, only loosely attached to his body, as Ming Chui sits back down on his granite throne. His eyes on Hoisong are so very warm.
"Well,"
he says expectantly, and Hoisong nearly faints. He stumbles on his way to Ming Chui, legs shaky with need, but clambers onto his lap and starts rubbing himself frantically against Ming Chui's thigh and belly, keening when he pushes along the bulge of his brother's erection, too many layers between them, but Hoisong can't stop rocking against it, desperate for even the sensation of Ming Chui's cock.
"Please, Daga,"
he sobs, and only then realizes that tears are running down his face. He can feel Ming Chui's hands slide under his robes, slipping layer by layer closer to the warm, bare flesh of Hoisong's legs. But before Ming Chui can even touch his skin, Hoisong cries out and comes in a mess over his own thighs and the soft cloth of his robes. He works himself against Ming Chui's cock until his legs give out and then sags into Ming Chui's lap, shaking and whimpering into his brother's neck. And it takes the edge off, certainly, but not enough to satisfy. He's still half hard and wonders if he even can go soft with Ming Tuei touching him like this, with how much he needs it still. Before Huaisang can wonder for long, Ming Tuei scoops him up and stands, making his way through private passages to the chambers they now share, wholly unbothered by the few people they pass along the way. Huaisang finds himself blushing and hiding his face, because it doesn't feel discreet anymore, something just for them, when he's carried off, rumpled and smelling of sex. And he loves it. Ming Tuei could ravish him right here in the walkway if he liked. Still, the sound of the door sliding closed behind them is blissful in its own way. A homecoming. Ming Tuei drops him lightly on the bed and starts to strip his clothes away without a word.
"You haven't kissed me,"
Huaisang complains, simply because he can. Because Ming Tuei will always comply. They find that Daga can undress him just as well while kissing, can just as easily uncover bare skin and the cum smeared over Huaisang's belly and thighs. Without hesitation, Ming Tuei scoops up the mess with his fingertips and pushes it inside Huaisang, slicking him up with it. The wet, tacky feeling and the heat of Ming Tuei's fingers set fire to Huaisang's nerves, and he squirms around the intrusion, embarrassed and aroused.
Daga!
Ming Tuei, correctly intuiting the reason, looks amused.
"Why not? You're sopping wet, Didi."
"Oh!"
he whines as Ming Tuei gathers up more cum and works it in roughly. He is so wet, between his legs, sticky and exposed, which has no right to thrill him like it does.
"Daga, say it! Like this, while you're..."
"What? Tell me."
"You know,"
Huaisang tries to pout, but can't stay still for it, not while wriggling back for more of Ming Tuei's fingers.
"I'll say anything you want, so it's only fair. I'll talk about how well you fill me up. I'll say I'm yours. I'm yours, and I'll never let anyone else. You'll claim me right in front of anyone like this, won't you, Daga? Daga!"
he moans, dragging out the word.
"Yes,"
Ming Tuei growls with a vicious twist of his fingers that makes Huaisang's toes curl and his back arch, desperate to be fucked.
"Mine."
"Say it! Say it, Daga, please!"
"Pretty nie, friend."
Huaisang wails into his arms and comes, trying to muffle the sounds he makes as Ming Tuei's thick, blunt fingers work over his prostate, milking him dry, dragging out the orgasm until it's agony, and Huaisang is a wreck of sobbing moans, still pushing his hips back for more.
"Louder," Ming Tuei tells him, curling his fingers. "I want everyone to hear you beg for it, Didi."
He's never cared if Huaisang begs, and doesn't now, but Huaisang is dizzy with the idea of anyone overhearing, knowing, thinking he's a wanton whore warming his brother's bed, good for nothing else. Nie Huaisang, foolish, absurd, and so starved for Ming Tuei's cock it makes him shameless. He wants them to hear, to know how eagerly he takes it, how well he's fucked behind closed doors. Imagine how little they'd think of him then. Huaisang pictures their audience and shudders as the wave of pleasure hits, too soon to be anything but painful.
"More,"
he says, even as he bites his lip to endure it. Huaisang knows it will fade. He lets himself go limp, feels the throb of his heartbeat in every inch of his body, and starts to slowly drift. Ming Tuei turns him onto his stomach and works him open with generous drizzles of oil. And for all that it's everything Huaisang has wanted for days, to be fucked without the ring to ruin it, he can barely keep his eyes open. Even when Ming Tuei spreads him with both hands and starts to push his cock inside, it's more a sense of relief than excitement. It just feels right, like nothing else does.
"Oh,"
he moans, breathy and obscene, and trying to wriggle back a few more inches. Daga fills him up so well, and he feels so open and wet and full now. Huaisang can't hold back another sound when Ming Tuei's cock is pressed into the hilt, unmoving. It's a novel sensation to be so relaxed he's drowsy while stuffed full of cock, something Hwaesong usually finds invigorating. But Daga has already taken care of him so well, and his body feels boneless with satisfaction. I'm gonna sleep. Keep going, okay?
Hwaesong.
Ming Tuei sounds helpless in a way that only Hwaesong ever makes him, afraid of just how much he wants, but unable to stop himself chasing it.
Mean it, he mumbles sleepily. Feels good.
The slow slide of Ming Tuei's cock inside him feels like a warm caress, the best kind of ache, the sleepy fullness of being sated and safe. It's only right, Hwaesong thinks, to let it carry him away. When Hwaesong wakes, he isn't sure how much time has passed, only that his limbs feel warm and heavy with sleep, and Ming Tuei is holding up one of his thighs to keep him spread open. Hwaesong makes a satisfied sound that rasps in his chest and lays still for it, luxuriating in the steady motion of Ming Tuei still fucking him with lazy rolls of his hips, as if Hwaesong were a dish that he means to savor as long as he can.
Dee Dee.
Ming Tuei presses a gentle kiss to his shoulder.
Harder,
he says, still foggy with sleep. He's never been this relaxed for Daga's cock, wet and clinging, but no longer tight, the too much sting entirely gone. Hwaesong finds he loves this in a different way, feeling so well used, so easy for the slow slide of Ming Tuei's cock inside him. Ming Tuei pulls out and pets Hoisong's hip almost apologetically.
You should rest.
No, harder,
he insists petulantly, nuzzling his face into the pillow.
Please, I need it. I'm...
Hoisong shifts and presses back a little until the thick, leaking head of Ming Tuei's cock nudges up against his hole.
Need it. Please give it to me. Please. Please.
He knows he's won when he hears the grumbling growl in Daga's throat. Every drowsy slack part of his body comes alight when Ming Tuei grabs him, pinning Hwaesong on his back and pushing his legs up and apart, and shoves his cock back inside with a brutal snap of his hips. The angle makes Hwaesong's back arch and his eyes roll back with pleasure, only to go limp again and let himself be fucked. Ming Tuei always wants to be so tender with him, but Hwaesong likes to sit in a room of people who don't know he can barely walk after so many hours of taking Chifengzhen's cock. He wants to hear another proposal of arranged marriage while his thighs ache and cum drips out of him, wetting his trembling legs. He comes untouched before he's even fully awake, whining as every thrust of Ming Tuei's cock seems to ring out another wet pulse of cum across his belly.
A song.
Ming Tuei's dear, deep voice is desperate and wrecked. Hwaesong feels like he's barely in his own body, like he's spilling over the bed, half liquid, half numb, incorporeal. Daga's cock feels so nice, almost soothing.
Can I?
Don't stop,
he giggles and wipes a bit of drool from his mouth.
It's good for you, remember?
Ming Tuei groans and fucks roughly in again, and again and again. There's something gorgeous and almost bestial about him like this, unrestrained and wanting, as if he couldn't stop if he tried, like he'll fuck Hwaesong right back into unconsciousness, spilling inside him until he's swollen with it. And oh, that image makes Hwaesong fumble for Daga's hand, crying out. It feels so good that it hurts. It hurts, and that feels good, too. Everything tangles together into a buildup so intense Hwaesong thinks he might not survive it. Which is all right. He could die like this. He's sobbing uncontrollably, pushing back for more of Ming Tuei's cock, keening every time Daga is rough with him. Their hands are so tightly entwined on the bed. He'll be bruised, he thinks, from the hard slap of Ming Tuei's hips against his ass. By some agonizing miracle, Hoisong's cock is hard again by the time Ming Tuei comes inside him, wet, hot pulses of it as Ming Tuei shudders and gasps for breath and grinds deep. As soon as he can lift himself up, he pulls out of Hoisang, ignoring his protests, crawls down and carefully wraps his mouth around the aching, overheated length of Hoisang's cock. He doesn't tease, just keeps that soft, slick pressure bobbing up and down Hoisang's cock until Hoisang screams into a pillow and comes, frantically working his cock between Ming Tuai's lips and over his tongue. His thighs clench over and over, and he's crying again, because it's a beautiful kind of agony to be wrung dry, barely dripping a single bit of cum down Ming Tuai's throat. And even Daga's tongue on the underside of his cock is too rough, painful. At least this time he's able to stop himself after a few hitching sobs. Once Ming Tuai kisses his balls and lets him go. They lay on the bed for a while after. Ming Tuai wiping away his tears and spit and cum with soft claws that glide gently over Huaisang's still trembling body. When he's cleaned up, Ming Tuai just holds him and tugs a blanket around them, brushing kisses over Huaisang's hair and his shoulder, his wrists and the bend of his elbow, warm and undemanding, just letting him come down. It takes a long time, but it's no secret that Daga would give him anything.
So,
Ming Tuai says, his voice off-pitched with nervousness, no matter how he tries to hide it by being all deep-voiced and gruff.
Was that all right? What did you think, Dee Dee?
Even fucked out and exhausted and in desperate need of supper, Huaisang tries to give this the consideration it deserves. It feels excessive, maybe, to ask for it every week. At some point, he might need a break. And Daga is very busy. Every other week? But that feels scheduled and boring, like some kind of ritual obligation. Not sexy. Ideally, it'd be whenever Daga decides he wants that and forces him to take it. This option will require some careful encouragement. Huaisang takes one of Ming Tuai's huge hands and laces their fingers together over the soft skin of his belly. Then he glances over his shoulder and smirks. I think you're a brute.
Brat.
With an older brother's unerring accuracy, his fingers seek out the places Huaisang is ticklish, darting elsewhere any time Huaisang thrashes to escape.
How did you get so spoiled?
I don't know. Huaisang half whines, laughing, and subsides to please little squeaks when Ming Tuai starts kissing him all over instead. He was right after all. Best idea ever. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!